Hello and welcome to episode 2, The Adventures of Pla Frithia. I am your host, Bo Veon, along with
Naima St. James and
Madeline Underwood. And Mercy and Shan actually will be unable to join us, as far as we know, indefinitely. But they were a huge part of the development and production of the podcast, and we thank them for being so amazing, and we love them.
Yeah, we'll miss you guys. All right, now to start off this podcast, we're going to be going to, once again, the VH News, which this time will be without my famed... my famed Ron Burgundy voice. Due to popular demand, I hate you all. Okay, thanks, bye. It was a good voice, don't say anything.
Alright.
I'm not saying anything.
You were thinking it.
You're right, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
That's just all as bad. Right.
Well, to start it off, we'd like to comment on, right after we put out our first podcast, Rita Skeeter, you know, interestingly enough, comes out with a new article talking about the pod people and how they're not to be trusted.
Bovine and the pod
and
people.
Bovine and the pod people. I think that may be referring to us, but I'm not sure.
I think it's about 50-50. It could just as easily be some sort of clever ruse to add more realism.
If you go to the main website at the very top, underneath the main header on the right, it says Daily Prophet. And if you click on it, it sends you to the Daily Prophet website, which is set up like a live journal now. And you can comment on the articles that have been written so far. And actually, if you have a good in-character comment, you might be featured in the letters to the editor. And it doesn't have to be your student character. It can be any witch or wizard in the community, I guess. But... yeah,
I love what she says. They have shown a distressing desire to undermine the respectability of more mainstream media. It is hoped that they will quietly fade out of existence before they can cause any serious damage.
See, if she's referring to us, then I've got to say that this means war. I'm sorry.
It is war. It's on, Skeeter.
It's on.
And we play the coolest music.
And they play the cool. We do. We play Pokemon.
You'll find out about that later. Everything becomes clear later on, I promise.
No, it doesn't.
Actually, said something about broadcasting derogatory reports about the ministry and the traumas. I think that's referring to in the last podcast when I said the ministry was cheap.
Can't help what's true.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. I can't help. Yeah, we're
awesome. Listen to the pod people.
Yeah, your character should go around listening to the pod people on their PWW. Portable wizard wireless or whatever it is. The iWiz. iWiz.
No, the iWiz. Oh my god, let's do an iWiz.
That sounds so... never mind. I'd like to state right now that I'm not associated with either of you. I just happen to be here.
You weren't saying that earlier.
I'm buying an iWiz.
iWiz.
Okay. Anyways, moving along.
I'm funny.
Let's skip over the house points.
No. Make it quick. It's not that important. It's over.
Ravenclaw won. Important. Blah, blah, blah.
I think we did win.
No, you got lucky. I'm sorry. You just got lucky.
No, you got lucky, my dear. You got lucky because VH died.
That is
true. She does have a point. I won't argue that.
Yeah, that's...
because we were in the positive.
Not my fault.
Yeah, totally. It wasn't Laz's fault either?
Totally, not your fault at all.
It was the man, man. The man.
Anyway, what were the final totals?
Ravenclaw came in at 2,738. Hufflepuff came in at 2,676. Slytherin at 2,404. And Gryffindor at 2,173.
At least we beat Gryffindor. I can't help but take some sort of guilty pleasure from knowing that we beat
Gryffindor. It's a small victory.
I can't take... I'm just happy we beat everybody.
Yeah, you got lucky. Yeah,
whatever. Anyway, moving along.
Yeah. All right, anyway. I'm sure all of you have heard about the new Death Eater threads. And in particular, one concerning all of the Death Eaters. Well, now it seems... that the new Dark Lord is... bum, bum, bum... Eccles! E. coli, whatever.
E. coli.
Eccles.
He's going to come kill you in your sleep.
Someone seems to have replaced the Dark Lord Lucius. I mean, yeah.
No, yeah, we don't know.
You guys suck at this, you know that?
The unknown other Dark Lord who died. And it seems that he is forever gone. We'll miss him again, still. More.
Mourn.
Okay. Mourn, yeah.
Okay.
So, everyone should now be afraid of E. coli instead. E. coli, whatever.
Well, I think everybody's afraid of all the Death Eaters. I don't think it's just Eccles.
No. Everyone's afraid of just Eccles. Everyone else is a pushover.
You are dead, Bo. You yeah, are I'm so dead. You're not even going to get to graduate.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a mass threat of massive Bo killing on the on the grounds.
I can just see it happening. Yeah.
And there's going to be Naeem and Maddie, you know, sitting at the, you know, in the safety of the castle, like, eating popcorn.
Eating popcorn watching. And watching through the window.
Listening to their iWiz.
Listening about how he taunted them on the iWiz. And, okay. Anyways, speaking of Death Eaters, as you may have noticed, if you were around last year, there was a period of time, a couple of weeks, where attacks picked up immensely. It was pretty much every threat that was on the grounds near the Forbidden Forest.
Regardless if they had a plot or not.
Yeah, it didn't matter. They gave them a plot by having their neck twisted.
Exactly.
It's all fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna.
You know, I hear that they have a list and that the list is only people they don't like. So, Naima, tough.
Yeah,
it's I'm on this list now.
It's pretty much everyone.
The list scares me, though. It really does.
Okay, I suppose they have a list. That list is also people that decide they don't want Death Eaters to be a part of their thread. It actually might hinder them from entering one later in your time at Hogwarts, so be careful what you say.
Be careful what you don't wish for.
Don't go looking for them, though.
No, don't go running in the Forbidden Forest saying you want to kill a Death Eater, because
that's one way to not get a Death Eater.
That's one way to get laughed at a lot. So if that's what you're after, then fine. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool, you know. It happens. Be that way. Nobody will like you.
Moving on to Ollivander. Nice hair. We love it.
A very nice hair. I'm jealous.
Let's see. Da, 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 da. You guys can start new threads in Ollivander's shop now. I don't know when they're going to take that off, but since you're all sorted, you couldn't post there anyway because you're not allowed to post in Diagon Alley during the school year. So I think what she said that if you didn't get to start a thread or you don't have a wand or whatever like that, go and look at the quiz and PM one of the assistants, whether that is Ollivander herself, Emerson or Addison. They can all help you guys out. And if you have any questions, just like drop Ollivander a line too.
All right. And you may not be able to get a wand, but now that you're all sorted, that means we have new prefects and a new head girl and boy. Yay! Yeah. And as we all found out pretty early last night, if anybody... It seemed like there was like 8 billion people on VH all waiting.
There was. It was fun.
It was crazy.
my day.
But for Hufflepuff, we have Guinevere, Polion, and Hannah C. Yay! Give them a round of applause.
Yay!
For Slytherin, we have Mercy, Lindemann Vane, and Brooke Duke. For Ravenclaw.
Yay!
I love that you didn't cheer for your own house.
I was thinking I should be cheering for my own house, right?
Yeah, I was about to say.
For Ravenclaw, we have Ian Darko and Chani and Rain Love.
Yay!
Yeah, good luck, whatever.
Yay.
Anyway.
And for Gryffindor. Ryan Paddock and Peggy Foster. Yay!
Yeah.
And finally, the news you've all been waiting for, the head boy and girl. Drum roll, please. were you just pounding on your keyboard?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
I pounded my knees.
Oh, that's good. That's a much better idea. Anyways, head boy is Ben Kennedy of Gryffindor. Woo! And head girl is Jazz Turpin of Hufflepuff. Yay, Hufflepuff.
Woo-hoot.
No
so
one from Slytherin.
So congratulations to all the new prefects.
No one's from Slytherin last time.
Congratulations to the new prefix and head girl and boy. I'm sure you will do us all proud. So.
Yeah. Especially the Slytherin prefix.
Yes.
Don't mess up.
Mercy and Brooke. So,
yeah. Mercy and Brooke, yeah. Have fun with that.
Woo!
Lately, the podcast hosts, on a completely different note, have been wondering with each other, how long VH is going to stay up? We are now opening bets on how long VH is going to stay up before it dies yet again.
We can't take bets. One of the prefects said we couldn't.
Aww.
We can do it amongst
ourselves. Well, no, they said that we couldn't do it on the grounds. So
we're not doing it on the grounds.
We're technically doing
it on the pod person recording.
It's out of character. Okay. I just dropped my mic. Oops. It's an out of character bet.
So. Yeah, but I have 20 galleons that it won't last until 2007. Yeah, 2007.
Bo is a pessimist. And
I'm not a pessimist.
I'm kind of hoping it doesn't go down for another 4 months, personally. It just may be me, though.
I'm hoping it doesn't. I don't hope it goes down.
He has a plan to lose himself somewhere else, please.
Ha, ha, ha.
Anyways, well, you thought it wouldn't last through the Quidditch game, and it did, so.
Well, you know
VH prevailed, and you lose. And Nima and I win.
That was because Ukraine got lucky.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that, Bo, my dear.
They hacked into the boards and made it stay up. So.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're taking unofficial bets. So.
Yeah.
Send us stuff.
20 galleons.
Send 20 galleons, I guess.
20 galleons.
Yes.
That's the minimum. Maximum is anything you got.
Which is nothing right now, but
when it comes up, mostly.
So, and it appears, as you may or may not have seen, that we have a brand new charms professor, Professor Bradbury, and I just have to comment, look-alike, McDreamy, nice choice. You'll be receiving a banner from me at some point during this year, just so you know.
People, come on.
I'm sorry. Patrick Dempsey, Professor Bradbury.
Hey, maybe you should touch your face.
So we were.
I hope you're teaching me for charms this year. That's all I have to say.
He's replacing. Yeah, you're out of luck. He's replacing Macmillan, which means I get him and you don't.
The French get everything.
What are we on?
Suspicious quiz.
Suspicious quiz.
We're bad at this game.
It's very suspicious.
You know, I don't even know if anybody's even playing Suspicious Quid anymore, but you should because it owns. So, I don't know. I suppose I'm kind of speaking on behalf of Stella Wanderer, who might smite me after she hears this, but if you played last time, go play now. Come on now. Yeah. You know we had fun.
You were encouraged and threatened to go back.
Yeah, yeah. You're threatened
less
to go
than three.
Play.
Exactly.
So. Less than three.
Less than
no, it's like less than three slash. No, less than slash.
Slash three.
Okay. We're dorks.
We're not losing.
But yeah, right now it's being taken over by most of the characters, like the creatures and stuff, like house elves and ghosts. So go play. Take it back.
Something about a frying pan
they scare
and
me.
Nima making eggs. I don't know.
And I forgot about that.
Isn't Stella the quaffle too?
I don't know if she is this time.
No, she was.
Well,
she
if just, not, she would. She should be.
Yeah, she should be. Did I make eggs? No way.
Yeah, sure you did.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Now, I've got to tell you guys that I'm really disappointed in a lot of you. You've been leaving VH. Leaving me
Boo.
Here to think for myself. And I've got to tell you, you are all faces. Yeah.
You faces.
You can now just declare yourself, hey, I'm a face because you're leaving. Yeah. And to all of you that came back, I love you. So.
Though I think it'll be pretty active now with all the new ICLs. And I realize a lot of people did come back because of the new year. So they're like,
that's
I'm going to be active now, which probably will last about 2 weeks, but still.
Yeah.
It's a nice effort.
It's the thought that counts, usually.
Last point is, Quidditch World Cup.
Go Ukraine.
Barely made it into the...
Whatever.
Final game.
Okay, no.
One
so
score. There was one score
sore.
Against
Quibing
Peru.
A sore loser.
I'm not being a sore loser. I'm just
Shut
saying how it
up.
Is.
I haven't even started anything yet. Gosh. So, like, I don't know. What I don't even remember what the last game was that I talked about. So I'll just kind of, like, cover some of the things. There. I think there's three games that were played on the Quid site since this one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
there was England and Bulgaria, right?
And no, but there was England and Ireland before that, and Ireland lost, and then there was England and Bulgaria, and Bulgaria won, and then there was Peru versus Ukraine, and Ukraine won.
And I gotta say, they were lucky. Sorry, you know.
You didn't do anything on that team.
There was one score. All right, one score.
Yeah, actually, that was a really close game. Like, I think.
Thank you.
It was scored on the last day too, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was scored on the. I don't know. Is it? Was it?
Well, we'll just pretend it is because that means a little bit more closer. Awesome than they're not. So that meant that both Ukraine and Bulgaria went to the finals. And the finals are played on the actual VHVH site, not any of the other whatevers. So if you guys, I don't know how long they're going to keep it up. I really don't. So, yeah, but if you guys are at all interested in Quid, go check it out because this is the only game that we have so far on VH. So,
and of course... the winner turned up being
Ukraine. Yeah. This is a really like hard game too because I mean you get to a point where nobody can score anymore, you know, without time running out. So and you can't have a tie in the World Cup game. You just can't, you know. So the officials decided to bring out the snitch, and so basically it came down to who could post the fastest, and
as it usually
that was
does come down to who could post the fastest.
Iona. Some weird last name that I can't say. So, but she was of Ukraine. So, the final score was 180-30.
Another close game.
Good
game.
Yeah. So, and you know, speaking as somebody that did play on Ukraine, Bulgaria, you were an absolute thrill to play against. Both teams were so well put together. It was fun. So, but Google's now we're back Google to our normal time. House Cup matches house matches. So, if you guys are interested, keep a lookout. You know, Ickles in your common rooms. There'll be threads put up pretty soon, probably. Unless you're in Slytherin and they're already up.
Yeah, it was there at 4:35 this morning, the day of the sorting. Yay, Amanda Overton.
See, that's telling us that we're going to be, you know, the winners.
Yes! Year.
Just saying.
Except for, Bo, you don't play.
So that concludes the VH news for today. Stay classy,
I'm wrong,
VH.
Burgundy.
I'm wrong, Burgundy.
No. We're not getting hate mail.
Stay classy, VH Diego.
VH Diego.
Diego, yeah.
People are going to throw their eye whiz at you.
Eye whiz.
I'm Colleen Lomondrex from Hufflepuff, and I'm going to be talking about the dueling tournament that's been going on this year. Starts with the Dueling Club, which is a club of people who duel, and you join at the beginning of the year. And then there are three meetings throughout the year where you can earn points by going to them. Now, I was a member of it this year, but I wasn't a member of it last year, but that doesn't matter. You can do it whichever year you want, so you can just join fourth year, fifth year. So you go, and you go to the meetings, and then you do the activities they give you, which this year was things like going to the forest and playing with these sort of paintball wand things where you sort of flick each other with coloured paint. And that meeting got a bit disrupted by a huge spider that attacked people, but everyone seemed to be okay from that, so that was alright. And then once you've done all the meetings, you get all your points put together to get an amount of wizard points for dueling. You all get paired up and you duel. And you get a random partner, which is good because you can be dueling someone who's loads of years higher than you and you still have the same opportunity to duel them. So you duel, and then if you win, you get through to the next round. So if you lose, though, you're just knocked out. There's no other way to do it. And so the duels have been going on, and there are four people left, who are Henry Stewart, Friedrich Ackermann, Eleanor Benwick, and David Bain. So every house, apart from Slytherin, is represented by them.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're
So, I think the first of the jewels has gone, and I think, so he's got through to the final, and then the duel between Friedrich and Elena is still going. So it'll probably be quite interesting final round, because it's going to be a younger student versus an older student. So it just shows that you can duel anyone, have the same amount of luck. And you get prizes if you win. So your first prize is this purple tier spell, which is really special. There's no way to buy them with your normal wizard points. You have to earn them from taking part in meetings and things. And there are other prizes as well, but they're smaller, like a 3-point upgrade or more spells. So good luck to all of those four. And it's been really interesting reading the RPs and the duels this year.
Yep, and good luck to those who make it, even though you're not in Slytherin.
Well, we can't all be Slytherin. In Slytherin, I mean, you know.
Thank you very much, Colleen.
Sorry, Colleen. Yeah. Thank you.
It's okay.
So I suppose this is our segment called What's in a Name, and we basically kind of pick apart VH's names. Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, stuff will be here will be, like, you know, names that are hard to pronounce, the background of names, why people chose them and stuff. So, yeah, we have a few that we got in emails about people that were wondering how to say stuff or people that, you know, just want to explain how to say their name. So the first one is Gemini Brinklebell, who is, I don't know, she's a 4th year now, right? Mm-hmm. Or is she a 5th year?
Fourth year
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Right. And then the next one is Atriss Valentine.
Atriss.
I knew I was going to mess that up.
Atriss Valentine.
I told you I shouldn't have said it. Anyway. who's a 6th year.
Ravenclaw.
Oh, he's in my house, isn't he? And then there's Amadeus Coryell, who's a loser. Anyway. He is a Death Eater. Sorry. So,
you're so
be
dead.
Nice to the people that could kill you.
I'm already dead. We've gone over this before. It's just there's no hope for any of us. You know this?
Yeah, we're all going to die. All right. Well, we ended up getting a little message from the well-known Ba Ortiz prefect person from Slytherin. And with several questions that we asked her. First one being, how do you pronounce your name? And she responded with, you know the song, Deck the Halls? Fa la 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 la. Well, and she chose Ba because it rhymes with that. Or if you pray to the sound of music, then a better way to describe it is that Ba rhymes with the Fa, which is a long, long, long way to run. I'm not good at this game. Or the most straightforward way to describe it is to compare it to the nursery rhyme, Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, breathe 3 bags full. Woo!
One for the
This is the show tunes episode, guys. I'm sorry. She continued to say, I tried to come up with a new witty line, but was unable to. Sorry. And the second question we asked her was, how did you choose your name? And she responded very simply that, quote,
I didn't read these before I sent them to you.
End quote.
Quote, I chose this name because I'm a dumb arse, basically. All right, and question number three. Does your name mean anything specifically? Well, she responded, my name does not mean anything specifically, but it is Ba's great, 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 great grandmother's first initial of her maiden name on Bonus on Bonus's mother's side of the family. That's how she got it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye, if you're listening to this, I love you. Oh,
Ba,
my God.
I love you so much.
All right, the final question. Anything else you'd like to add about your name and how it affects your character? She responded, not really. How does it affect her? Well, she's often nervous about introducing herself because she doesn't like people making fun of her, which I guess has made her overly proud and stubborn in an attempt to hide this face. Maybe it's why she's so bloody scary. I think even I would be scared of her if I knew her in real life. I would be.
Yeah, I would be.
And I'll admit that when I talk about her to friends outside of an RP, I very rarely actually call her Ba. Usually it's Banis, Baface, Baba, or a variation of these. Sometimes it'll have to do with sheep. Occasionally, if I can think of other things, I'll call her that too. She's actually increased my love of sheep. And now I have sheep purses, I make sheep art, I have a sheep stuffed animal, which actually also has a pouch in it, perfect for hiding things I'm not supposed to have, that I sleep with. that was in parentheses. Okay. Wow. And yes, I admit it, I sleep with a stuffed sheep, which is really cool. I wish I could.
That's
do that.
That's awesome. I can.
Yeah, so thanks, Ba.
That was quite an sheep. Insight. It makes me laugh.
Ba, I have a sheep blanket. And you're not alone.
I think I have sheep pajama pants, actually.
I have a.
And I sleep with a stuffed animal, too. Actually, I sleep with two.
I have a
so
TV that
okay.
shows commercials with sheep.
Way to go.
That counts.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah.
And we oh. have also been lucky enough to receive a voice clip.
Ooh. Actually, it's not a voice clip.
Wait,
it's a
maybe
voice
we shouldn't
mail.
Say who it's from, and they should just be like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just about to introduce right. it, but maybe I won't. You'll find out soon
but,
enough.
Yeah, and it's actually a voicemail.
It was a voicemail sent to our Skype, and that means you should do it too.
VH Podcast.
Yeah.
And without further ado, that mystery person.
Hi, I'm Dusky Peterson, and that's Pete as in what the hedgehog might have just done on his master's pillow. It's not Pete as in that's just stupid.